It feels like early Christmas this week as COVID-19 restrictions in place for the last 14 months will ease just in time for the Memorial Day weekend in Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey. On Tuesday, Philadelphia announced a full reopening by June 11th. Great timing for theaters, restaurants, and other businesses impacted by the pandemic. But that doesn't mean it's over. Mandatory masking will still be required at most indoor venues, and as for events, some will remain virtual while others are slowly offering more in-person options. We'd still advise you to consider your personal risk factors and follow us here at WHYY for the latest coronavirus updates. This week we do have an exciting announcement for music lovers. Delaware's Firefly Festival is returning and with some big names. Billie Eilish, Megan Thee Stallion, The Killers, Tame Impala, Diplo, and Lizzo are among the 90 acts that will perform over 4 days. It's all happening at the Woodlands in Dover, Delaware, Thursday, September 23rd through Sunday, September 26th. If you're wondering why I'm telling you about this now, well, it's because you can register today for a ticket pre-sale on Friday. And I'm going to tell you, absolutely get those credit cards ready because I fully expect this concert to sell out. It is the largest music festival to return to the region with top-notch acts, so you can even pay for those tickets via a payment plan. I wish I had those when I was coming up. We'll have the pre-sale link on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. But if you'd prefer your first post-pandemic concert to be more intimate, the John Byrne Band and Natalie Douglas are doing separate concerts through the weekend at the Bucks County Playhouse. It's part of their spring concert series. Byrne is the Americana artist who also does classic folk songs, and Douglas's show focuses on the music of the iconic Roberta Flack. Byrne's show is Friday night and Douglas is there Saturday night and for an afternoon show on Sunday. First time ever. Maybe your idea of entertainment is wandering through fields of beautiful flowers. If so, I got you. Dyers' third annual Festival of the Peonies kicks off on Saturday as both a walkthrough and a drive-through event. This is at Stiers Peonies in Chads Ford, Pennsylvania, and it goes through May 31st. Admission is $20 to walk and $25 to drive. And yes, you can take away bouquets and buckets. That's right, I said buckets of peonies. If looking at beautiful cars is more your thing, head out to Lynn Villa Orchards in Media, where the Antique Car Show is happening this Sunday. It's an exhibition of some of the coolest old cars in the Delaware Valley, or should we say vintage, because not even cars want to be called old. It's both an exhibition and a competition, as prizes will be awarded to the best maintained cars in multiple categories. It all gets started at 9 a.m., and admission is free. Maybe you're still just not ready for a crowd, and if so, we totally understand. Or maybe you want to stay home and relax after a tough work week. The 215 Festival is going on through Saturday, and this literary festival has gone virtual this year.
Sometimes I think I don't like writing. I really hate it. I avoid it.
Even some of the events include a virtual bottomless brunch, panels on Asian, queer, and young adult literature, a poetry showcase, and a virtual dance party that ends the festival on Saturday night. Not only can you enjoy it from your own home, all of the events are free with registration. And if you're just not sure whether you want to be inside or outside this weekend, the Salem County Arts and Bloom Tour allows you to visit local artist studios both in person and online. And that's in and around Salem County, New Jersey. The artist and the artisans will offer you access to their work via Zoom links and virtual booths. Those are really pretty cool. I've actually experienced some of those. Some artists who are showing directly from their studios, and you can find out which ones when you register or download the tour's official brochure. Best of all, it's free, and you know we love that here at Things to Do. If you missed anything that we talked about today, you can check us out at whyy.org/things to do, where we will have all the details on these events and more. I'm Tanya Pendleton. Have a great weekend, everyone.